Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Loi Nishmas Arim Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Lamed Vov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, towards the middle of the Amud, the Gemara brings that the word Amen has three meanings. Amen boi Shavuo, boi Kabbalas Dvarim, boi Ha'amonas Dvarim. So Rashi explains that boi Shavuo means someone who answers Amen in a Shavuo is as if he's saying a Shavuo. Kabbalas Dvarim is someone who's accepting a condition that was done on some transaction. Amen ha'amonos dvarim is to say amen al dvar tefilo v'tchino. Shu lo shoyin ma'amen ha'dvarim she'irotzot she'em esken. So Rashi says, when you say amen on a davening, you say, I'm accepting it and I want it to happen. Yirotzot, and that's what's going to be the emes. Now the boyne over here, one of the mefarshim in the Ein Yaakov, he says that all three things that we mentioned regarding Amen Ushua, Amen Kabbalah Stvarim, and Amonah Stvarim, all that applies to the brachas as well. That you're accepting Vishua, you're accepting what it says, and you're believing what it says. And when even though from Rashi it's Mash, only the third thing belongs to our bracha, he says all three apply to it. And he says that's the Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos that says, Amen Vishua ben Levi, Rashi explains there what's called koichoi kol koyach kavanosoi. You have to have the right kavana in omen. So he says he's going to have all the kavanas he's supposed to have in omen. But the Boini doesn't explain exactly how these three things apply to every bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch in our Chaim Siman Kuv Chov Dal Tzei Vov, it says b'chavana sheichavin beliboy. What's the kavana? It's true, and I believe in it. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only Birkus Ha'ido, like Baruch Shamay, Yishtabach, Gal Yisrael. But when you talk about a tefillah, you also have to have in mind a Yirotzo, and this is what's going to be, as Rashi brings in our sugya. And he sends to the Shlo. The Shlo is a Meseches Tomid, Perak Ner Mitzvah, Ois Lamedches. The Shlo there says, I wanted to explain two things about Amen. I see that my brother, the Maharil, he explained it very well, so I'm just going to quote what my brother says. And he goes on in Barichus to bring what the brother said. And he says, basically, that when you're talking about any type of Shvach and Hoido, or Birkas HaMitzvahs, meaning when a person says a bracha, Shekhishon B'mitzvah Tzivanu Al Netila Slulov, saying a bracha, thank you Hashem, I'm Yivarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that He gave us the tzivui, the mitzvah of lulav. So then the amen is, emes ve'emuno, this what you said, the shvach is true, and I believe in it. Similarly, when you speak about a shvach, you're meshabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moedim anach lulach. So again, what is the amen? Amen is emes, and I believe in it, we're meshabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you have a bakasha and a tefillah, and we're talking about something that you want, so then you have to have kavana, emes, that I'm asking for it to happen. And he adds more. Sometimes you have a bracha that you ask for something, and you conclude with a shvach. For example, the first bracha of bakasha and Shmoneh Esrei, Chodin Adas. You ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aneinu Meitcho, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us das. And then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chodin Adas. You're the one who gives das. So the omen over there is both. You're saying, I believe in the shvach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chodin Adas. And Yirotzo, that you should really give us das. And he continues and says, if a person will have the kavana, an omen of a bakasha, he'll say, emes, it's true. So he doesn't know what he's talking about. The omen has to be, I'm asking for this. And if he's just saying, if someone says, well, let's ask for this, and he says, omen, it's true. So he's missing out the main part of the bracha. And if it's the opposite, if it's a bracha of a shvach, and he comes and says, emes, he rots, and that's what it should be, it's almost kfira. Because if a person is Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, he says, Amen, it should be like this in the future, Mashi doesn't believe that the Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu applies right now. And therefore, a person has to be very careful what his Kavana is in Amen. So it comes out, our Sugi mentions the Emes is Amonas Dvarim. Rashi says the Amonas Dvarim is the Ma'amen Dvarim Sheyirotzit Sheyemeskach. It's a Yirotzit. According to what we just learned, that's what he speaks about Bakasha. If you're not speaking about Bakasha, so the Kavana has to be emes, that this shvach is true. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, what's the group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.